rescue op. Save the dinosaurs from an island that's about to explode. What could go wrong?
Jurassic World, 1 minute at a time. I'm Brad.
And Dave.
In this episode, we're discussing minutes 70 of Fallen King. Before we get to that, David, heading back to Jurassic-Pedia.com and returning to the Lockwood Estate article here that we've touched on so many times. Now it's time to move down to the lower sub-basement of the building, of the area, to the animal containment. We've got cages, we've got the big elevators, obviously large enough for the Tyrannosaur to be able to be lowered down into this sub-basement and to its cage. A lot of effort. I don't know how much of this stuff would have been in place before the events of the film. Obviously, if they were creating animals down there to begin with before Costa Rica, Jurassic Park, San Diego, all that, then maybe they'd want these big elevators in place to be able to lift or get the animals out of the garage. But definitely, it adds to the world and adds to the environment of Lockwood Manor anyway.
Yeah.
I can't recall at the end of the film, because there must be a ramp coming out of this basement that all the animals come up.
It was a elevator system, I want to say. So the cages moved on tracks around the basement level, and then moved up an elevator onto the main level where they were holding the auction.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's for the auction floor, which I suppose is on the main level, but because we see the Tyrannosaur getting lowered down into the lower levels in elevators, but I'm pretty sure at the end of the movie when Maisie says they're like me and hits the button, doors open, they all just run out. Running out the front.
They had a loading dock down there. So for example, the shipping container that the Rex was in would have been loaded, offloaded from the boat onto a semi trailer, which would have backed it up to a loading dock in the basement, and then they all escaped out of that loading dock.
Because we see in this minute the Tyrannosaur being loaded into an elevator and sent down. Maybe that's because they want animals to go down. Obviously, if they mingle, there's going to be issues with the carnivores and the herbivores. So maybe there is just a general ramp access down to the level. But for this part, they wanted to send the animals down individually in the elevators just so they can get them into their cages. But We've touched on the Lockwood Estate article here a few times. It is a pretty extensive article featuring the estate in all its appearance in the film. So for more info on that, head over to Jurassic-Pedia.com.
Blue is the key. You have blue, you get these raptors to do anything.
Dave, ready to get at minute 70?
Sure.
Alright, minute 70 of Fallen Kingdom opens with Z examining Blue's eye, and ends with the Tyrannosaur eating a welcome snack. As we ended last minute, the Arcadia had arrived to Lockwood Estate and was starting to offload trucks and dinosaurs inside them. As Z holds Blue's eye open, it begins to move around, and finally Blue reacts, shrieking and thrashing around in her restraints. Z responds with a yes, which makes me wonder, yes, she's excited that Blue's conscious, but is she going to let her free here and cause some havoc? It's one thing having Blue awake, but then what do you plan to do with this this carnivore? Although she would make a good distraction so the others could get away and do what they need to do.
Well, and she does.
Yeah. The convoy trucks move through a dark forest. Inside, the Unimog, Owen and Claire look out, trying to get their bearings. In a flash, we see the reflections of the Lockwood Estate gates. A real nice looking set that was built, but never used in the film except for this moment, unfortunately. We did have those photos come out from Pinewood Studios in the UK when the film was getting done. These nice big ornate gates with the leaf, I'd say cast iron leaf, design sort of above the gates with the Lockwood logo.
It's...
Which, I'm right about that, isn't it? This is the only sort of flash we get of it in the film, because when Claire goes earlier, she's just parked out the front. There's no other Lockwood gates in the film, is there?
No, I think, like you said, this is the only time we really see them, and it's just like a kind of a side service road on Pinewood Studios that they prop this gate up in front of and then take camera shots of the vehicles going down this road.
But whether or not Claire came in this way earlier or not, she certainly recognizes it and says it's Lockwood Estate. Alan replies he must have a big-ass garage and grinds the gear in the U-Mog. Unimogs are pretty, not temperamental, the opposite, pretty placid. If you're grinding a gear and you've got no idea how to drive stick, they're pretty rudimentary when it comes to gear changes. So the fact that he grinds a gear here, maybe he was just working on the one-liner or something, or maybe it's just an audio cue, bit of ADR they've put in with this grinding gear change, but I found it funny.
And he was in the military. I mean, even being in the Navy, you would think he would have, at least around base, had driven, like, maybe a Jeep or something. And I don't know about the Jeeps. I'd never served, but I assumed those were manual as well.
Well, by, just without IMD and Chris Pratt, since pre-Desert Storm, it's all been Hummers. The Jeeps, mm-hmm. Jeep had gone out and the Hummers were in, and I'm sure there's a few, but I'd always been under the impression that the Hummers were automatics, automatic transmission, just, again, one less thing for soldiers to do while they're mm-hmm. going in and out of conflict is changing gears. It would also mean a lot more enlisting soldiers would be able to drive them, because... Even here with truck driving jobs and at the moment, a lot of European automatic transmission trucks or semis are being used on the road just to get people into them, because there's that much of a shortage of drivers. I imagine the Army would be the same thing. Even a lot of our military vehicles mm-hmm. now are all automatics, just again, so you get more people being able to come in and drive.
Yeah, I remember discussing it with the transportation management team at work, and they all said, yeah, it's all automatic these days. Hardly anybody uses manual anymore.
Yeah.
Because it just gets people into the driver's seat in the first place.
Yep, which is a shame. But that's another story. But he had, I suppose, manual, having a clutch on a motorcycle is slightly different, but anyway, maybe he's never driven a Unimog before. We don't seem to in Jurassic World anyway. As they drive through the gates, there's a mercenary there that they pass, and for a start, it looks like he farted, but then I think the idea is that he recognised Owen or Claire here as they drove past in his vehicle, even though there's no lights. They're military vehicles, so there's not a lot of lighting inside the vehicle itself. Gauges mm-hmm. are dimly lit, that sort of thing, so it'd be hard for him to see, but I think at this point, the cat's out of the bag. They've been discovered in the area, and he's going to put a radio call into Wheatley or someone in charge that we've got Houston, we've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. He kind of like jumps upward all alert and then looks back real quick, and you can see him like move his arm like he's reaching for a radio or something. So I assume that he would have radioed Wheatley directly on his own channel. Usually management has their own comms channel. It's not open to the rest of the people.
Yeah, yep. Yep, and we'll see what comes of that in the following minutes. Because mm-hmm. I don't recall how they get captured. I know they do get captured, but we'll find out. We then get the aerial shot of the convoy approaching Lockwood Mansion, and this big-ass garage on the side of it anyway, which we haven't seen before. Earlier shots were always sort of tighter on the main building. But this structure, several loading docks, trucks being able to back up and unload the animals. This is sort of what would have been at the back of the lab on Sauna as well, just being able mm-hmm. to have truck access here. Unfortunately, it's not on Sauna, it's in Northern California. But we do get mercenaries shout, and we can see blue flashes coming from cages. as animals are tased awake and out of them. So one thing they've brought must have brought forward from Jurassic World is these long shock prods. I don't think we actually see any in hand here, but you see that same blue glow and flashing of tasers or shock prods anyway.
Just looking at the perspective of the garage compared to the main big building, it looks like the garage actually goes down underneath the front lawn. So you don't have to worry about the mountainside in the back.
It definitely looks like a lot lower elevation. Maybe it's already situated sort of two levels down already. Yeah, mentioned earlier. I think it was earlier. The elevator and how the animals get down and back up, it's probably a lot easier with the way this is laid out here, with that docking area being lower down under the mansion elevation anyway. But two cage doors are flung open to reveal the Tyrannosaur roaring inside. On either side of the cage, mercenaries reaching with their tasers, shocking her. Sadly here it's a full T-Rex, a full CG T-Rex here, so the proportions look a little bit off. And she looks huge in this cage as well. It's not the same shot as what they used earlier on the Arcadia. Now it looks like a lot smaller container. But they bring in a really haggard goat here. This thing. I'm surprised the thing's still got fur on it. Just sits in front of the Tyrannosaur, or gets pushed in front of the Tyrannosaur as bait, and gets out a bit of bleeding as well for the Rex. Is drawn to it and devours it. It's a jerky snack at best. But as the minute ends, the elevator descends, taking the Tyrannosaur down to her new home. And we're going to see her walk into a new home next minute. And the rest of the lower lab area. Dave, anything else on minute 71? No, sorry, minute 70.
I think we're good on that one too.
Yep, okay. Oh, damn it.